Here we uncover the traditions that are working for successful parents. For the parents who are ready to do things differently but aren't sure how, go to WandaHoward.com and download my free blueprint. It will help you create the difference you've been looking for and enable your kids to be emotionally healthy and confident throughout their lives. Now is the time to start doing things differently.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Successful Parents Podcast. I am your host, Wanda Howard, with my co-host,
Emery Howard.
And last episode, we had Greg Goodhart on. He is a learning coach, and we talked a lot about how to learn, like how to teach your kids how to learn. So great resource if that is something that you're interested in. Today, we're going to be talking about a little bit of the difference between what it means to what to learn, that when you're in a schooling system that's teaching you what to learn, or a schooling system that's teaching you how to learn. So, Emery, I was curious, what is your take on this? How would you define the difference between a schooling system that says what to learn and a schooling system that teaches you how to learn?
Public school, what to learn. Homeschool, how to learn.
Well, definitely it is does seem more structured that way. But I also do not want to polarize public school, because people can still go to public school and have a great experience and get great knowledge and also be able to learn how to learn. So what is the difference? Yep. Your daddy was public school, then he's amazing and he's perfectly capable of all the great things of learning, right? So instead of talking about the difference between public school and homeschool, what is the difference between, what does it mean? How do you know if your kid is learning how to learn and if they're just learning what to learn? What would you say?
Well, what do you mean how to learn? Because there are many different ways.
Okay, so give us some examples.
I don't know.
It's a little bit hard to define, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
This was something that was kind of frustrating to me right at the beginning of trying to decide if we were going to do public school or homeschool. And just, you know, as parents, we want the very best for our kids. We want them to be able to have success in life and be able to go forward with a great education. So this was the difference that I started to see, that I started to become aware of. Any system, and this can be done in homeschool as well. Very much homeschool that can get carried over to the point of where they're just teaching you what to learn and not how to learn. And I have seen people go through public school and they learn how to learn and not just what to learn. And so what's the difference, and how can we be able to notice it in our kids, notice how to help as a parent? And so this is the difference, is in a system that teaches you what to learn, they are saying, this is the answer. This is what you will study. This is what you have to do. This is the requirements. And that was super interesting to me, because being taught what to learn and how to learn is, what to learn is kind of put in this light of, this is the bad. This is not good. Don't do this. And how to learn is kind of this huge light of, this is the best thing for your kid ever. Teach them how to learn. But from what I've seen is there's kind of this ebb and flow between them, this middle arena where we're able to use both techniques to get the best benefits out of them. Because if we're so extremely structured where it's like, this is what you will learn and this is how you will do it, and this is what we expect with the grades, and this is what you have to be able to do to become successful, this is what is required of you for the rest of your life while you're here at home, and then you will go to college. And if that is the structure, then it becomes, the child becomes very manipulated into their view of the world, of what they have to think and do to be able to function in this world. And that's so sad, because we benefit so much better when our kids decide to shine their own different light, when they decide to be their own different human in whatever kind of system that they're in. And whatever college or not college or career path or whatever it is that they're doing, to be able to be themselves and to add their own tenacity, their own brilliance, their own way of looking at the life of the world into their life. So just that way is sad. But also, if we go too much in the other direction of what to learn, I have seen so many good parents and good people totally step out of the education path with their kids altogether, where they just say, you will figure this out, you will do it on your own, we're not going to do anything, and just leave their kids to figure it out on their own. Now, kids are perfectly capable of doing this. This was kind of the approach that my parents took, and I have been able to become capable enough to learn and grow and study, and I had to teach myself reading and math, and it's possible. You can do it. Your kids are human beings, and as human beings, we are beings of growth. We can do amazing things, and we can do the impossible. So it's not that that way is just, it will never work. It's just that if that's what you do, you miss out on so many rich opportunities of building a good relationship with your kids, and you miss out on so many opportunities of seeing your kids grow, of seeing their capacity in the stage that they're at and being able to take the next step. So when we're able to combine these two together, I have felt like that is the sweet spot. And this is another part that's really fun. There's so many really cool homeschool gurus out there that you can find on Instagram and Facebook and all over the web that have their own curriculums. So I encourage you to go look and see what they're saying and see the different options. And even within public school, I keep phrasing homeschool just because that's what we're doing. But there's so many teachers inside of public school as well who are going above and beyond to help kids learn how to learn. And so what I was going to say, we have some amazing friends who are teachers, and
yes,
they do such a good job, huh? Even family members.
I really want to spotlight one.
We try not to bring up specific people on the show unless we know that they're okay with it, huh? But so the sweet spot for being to be able to find the sweet spot between what to learn and how to learn is being able to define it as a family. And I've said this before on the show, and I will keep saying it. This is not going to ever be something that you can just cookie cutter from one person to another, to one family to another. And you can get pretty close sometimes. Sometimes families are really similar that you can pretty much just take what they're doing and do it in your own. But it will always fall short if you're missing the piece of being able to define success together, being able to decide for yourselves what you want to learn. And so basically, how to learn, let's first define this. How to learn means being able to know who you are, know what you are interested in, knowing what drives you, being able to understand and recognize your emotional connection to certain pieces of information and knowledge and talents, and then being able to go over to what to learn. As soon as you know how to learn, that first step of, ooh, I recognize this about myself, that's the how. And then you go over to the what. As soon as you recognize how, you naturally pick things that are the what. These are what I want to learn. And then you go over back to how to learn of, I will learn how to do this by doing this many lessons, reading this book, doing this activity, whatever it is. And then you go back over to what to learn of, I will set this kind of a goal in of achieving this grade, of being able to understand these kinds of questions, of being able to recite this poem or whatever it is. So they ebb and flow, and they
a lot of that before.
Yeah, they go back and forth together though, right? Mm-hmm. We don't ever just do one. We need both. So creating a system that supports your kids being able to utilize both of them is best. And I know that that's really hard in public school, and it's because the system and the way that teachers have to do it, because their classes are so huge, is they have to be able to say, this is what all the kids have to do. This is what we are going to do as a room. This is what our goals are. So you have to get really creative if that is the curricular or the educational path that you have chosen to do with your kids. Is where can you fit in where they get to choose what they're learning? Where can you fit in that maybe you're okay with them getting bad grades? This is something that I think is so fascinating as parents, this idea that a bad grade is the worst thing in the world. But there are some subjects that are out there that it's like, oh, no human being is ever going to use that piece of information again. And the fact that they are at least showing up to the class, that's really cool. So just being willing to allow yourself to think outside the box, to be okay with setting your own definition of success, really will help make all the difference in helping create boundaries that allow your kids to learn how to think instead of just what to think. So that's kind of my tangent. There we go. What did you have anything to add, Emery?
Yeah. Bad grades aren't necessarily bad. I think mostly because I'm sure if you were to put me in lizard-loving classes, Ebony would definitely give me a negative F.
Yeah, that's very true. If you guys have very different interests, right?
Yeah, especially when it comes to that blue-bellied lizard.
Yeah. And I think there's so much power when we take the power away from the grades, when we take the power away from their performance is what defines how well-rounded they are, or their performance defines how capable or successful they will be, when it's really not. It's much more about their tenacity, their emotional stability. There's so many cool researches that have been done on who is going to be more successful, the kid who has so many extracurricular activities and gets great A's and all these amazing academic awards, and the kid who is simply emotionally safe and stable and capable. And every single time it is the kids who are emotionally capable, healthy, emotional internal world that become successful, that have a greater love and passion in this world, and that feel fulfilled in their own right. And every single time, the kids with the great grades and the great academic awards, they can become successful, but they struggle internally. They hurt. It's painful. They wonder what's missing in their life. They feel sad. And so, yeah, I could keep going, but I will end with this idea of putting into your heart and mind the idea that this love of learning is possible when we bring the what to learn and how to learn together. And the how to learn only happens when we give our kids the desire and the ability to be emotionally competent, to be emotionally stable, to be internally safe, to have this internal tenacity to be who they were born to be, and to love what they love, and to know that it's okay to not get good grades in the things that they don't. So I really hope that you all have a great week, and we will see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you again for being a part of our podcast family, and for the difference you are making right now in the world and in the walls of your own home. If you're wanting to support parents everywhere, you can do that by leaving a rate and review. This helps so many find connection and answers they are searching for. Also, don't forget to go to WandaHoward.com and get your own free parenting blueprint. I love you all, and we will see you next time.